Oak, smooth willow, furrowed ash, every tree in the wood. I will protect you. I will guard you. I give you my word. The promise wasn't foolish or fanciful. It made perfect sense. One day the holding at Wolf Glen would be hers to watch over. Mother was dead. Father would never marry again. There was nobody else to inherit the house, the farm, the forest. All of it and all of the folk who lived and worked there would be hers to care for, hers to look after. Father didn't talk about the future, even now that Kara was in her 16th year. But she knew he expected her to marry someday and produce an heir. She let herself dream, sometimes, about what might have been if she had not been a girl and the only child. She could have become a master woodcarver. She could have spent all day making creatures and chests and chairs with fine decoration, toys for children, platters to hold fruit, spindles and cradles and walking staves with owls on them. Or she could have been a forester, like Gorman. Gorman had been her friend since almost before she could walk. He had taught her the properties of different woods. He had shown her how to use a sharp knife without hurting herself or ruining good materials. Sometimes she would open up her special storage chest and get out the collection of little animals she'd made over the years. She